Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
That's A. Smith on Radio Nova, Mr. Aaron Smith. I Can't Stop the Rain. That's the first single from his new album, Hello Goliath. And it's a brilliant album. It's a gorgeous listen, real kind of, it's kind of a folk Americana feel to it or something. But we're very, very lucky because we have Aaron, Mr. A. Smith on the line. How's it going, Aaron?
How's it going, Kieran?
Good, yeah. Good. You woke up this morning, Father's Day, with a plate full of pancakes after a lie-in. I'd say that was pretty nice, was it?
Yeah, it felt like it was cloud nine level stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty
good.
It was
a long, sleep-filled lie-in.
Yeah. We'll chat about that in a second, but how does it feel to have the album, the second album, Hello Goliath, out?
It feels really good. It feels really, really good. Now, most people would say it feels good to have a second record out or another record out, but I feel a great sense of relief because it took a long time to make and people are engaging with it and, yeah, people are really digging it. And so it makes me feel good in my heart.
Yeah, that is good. It's been 4 years since your last album, Last Animals, which we really enjoyed here. It was one of our albums of the year on the guest list. So, I mean, 4 years, the obvious question, what was going on in that 4 years?
I mean, life was going on. It just took me, I wanted to follow it up. I wanted to follow Last Animals up really quickly, but it just didn't work out like that. It took me a while to kind of really get to the bottom of what I wanted to do or how I'd even follow that album up. I was very lucky that album was really well received too, and I thought I'd just waltz into the next thing feeling confident, but it just took a lot longer to get a collection of songs that just sat together and kind of maybe told a story. I also became a father around that time too, which was a huge upheaval, very positive, very negative on my sleep, but that might have gone a long way to making sure that this took a little while longer. But all's well that ends well.
Yeah, well, this is it. It's a great album, Hello Goliath, it's called. It's kind of got like, I can hear all the influences, or I can hear influences, that kind of Americana thing. There's a bit of Bruce, there's a bit of Tom Petty, there's a bit of Neil Young, there's classic analog-y kind of feel. But it's also very you, I suppose. And did it come together? Like, was there a sort of a, you know, a theme that you sat down and wrote to? Or as you say, did it sort of tumble together and then you began to put a theme to it?
Yeah, I think it tumbled together. Like, I was writing a lot of songs. Like, I write a lot of music and I have a lot of songs that I finish and a lot of songs that I don't. And I think when I'm making an album, I'm looking for like a thread, like a body of work. And this just took me a little while longer to find that. Like, I was still writing and getting through things, and it wasn't until maybe like the second year of writing where I went, okay, I think I have something, and I was able to like pull songs from different like collections of the demos. Really felt like I was making a record, and I had kind of had a first pass at it, and it was really dense. But then to go back to one of the influences you mentioned, like Tom Petty would have been at the forefront of what I was maybe going for sonically, like his Full Moon Fever album. I had Houston early in the process, the song Houston, and I kind of felt like if that song was on Full Moon Fever, how would Tom do it? And I started to approach sonically, I started approaching the songs like that. How can you make them kind of really bare, like with the bare minimum of stuff that's going on, but like have them whereby they're elevated and really full and they're kind of a like a good listen. So it was nearly, I mean, it was a, like, I remember at one point my fiance Rachel, she was saying the album, the songs that I were working on were not like an equation or a problem to solve. Like, I was really, I was driving myself mental trying to like manufacture this thing. And I just had to literally stop, strip everything back completely and go with like the simplicity of things and trying to find kind of joy in really simple arrangements and simple structures.
Well, I mean, one of the things about the album, and I suppose it's different from the artist's perspective, but from a listener's perspective, I kind of felt like there was a lot of self-soothing going on in the album. It was a little, it's like you're playing out to an audience, but you're actually singing to yourself. You know, you're kind of talking to yourself, you're kind of self-soothing, you're saying it's going to be okay and you don't have all the answers. And I just thought that was kind of an interesting thing, theme to connect everything to. Would you agree with that? Would you see that?
It's funny you say it now. I understand why you would come to that conclusion. Definitely, there was definitely things that I was trying to figure out for myself, and a lot of the songs kind of sometimes like at the start of it, I felt like I was making my records, as in one that's about me, because normally I sing about other things and other people and kind of observe and write about that, and you might think it's about me, but it's actually not. But this, I was trying to, I suppose, keep between the ditches. I can't, none more so maybe than Don't Skip Out, and the part at the end of the song, like where I kind of, I would get like, it's towards the rest, the second last song on the album, but it definitely was like, you need to kind of get your act together a little bit and balance the kind of pressures of life or the pressures of the reality we all find ourselves kind of living with, and balance all that out. So yeah, that's an astute observation.
Yeah, well,
maybe I hadn't really thought of.
Well, there you go. That's why they pay me the medium bucks. But I'm in the process of writing an album at the moment, and like I had a feel of what it was about. But the songs that I was writing were taking me in a different direction. And I found that really kind of interesting. You know, like I was trying to put a kind of a theme on it, sort of. I thought I saw a theme, and then I thought I'd write to that theme, but they're not the songs that kind of happened. And that thing of, like, there isn't a lot of nostalgia in it. There's a kind of a longing for the simple life. And I think, you know, there is a kind of a Jesus, what's going on in the world kind of feel that I think happens because the world is a big mess and mad, and also because you've entered a new phase of life as well. That nostalgia for the simple life feel that is in a lot of songs is kind of childhood and Christmas and memory kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you must have known that was there.
Yeah, I don't, like, it's funny, like, that you said about, you know, you said about to write about a certain thing, and then, like, I think if you're being true to your art or true to the project that you're working on, I don't think you can, like, get a square into a circle or a circle into a square. I think you have to follow it. I mean, I see music probably as a form of, probably my form of therapy, you know? And it's probably, I've come to realize that I would use maybe music as a kind of medium to, this time around, because the world is absolutely bonkers, maybe trying to figure out the things that are kind of rumbling through my brain every other day, you know? I guess there probably was a lot of self-soothing. And I think as well, becoming a parent, or if, you know, you're a parent anyway, I think you, well, in my case, definitely reflect back. I do think about, like, how maybe my childhood, and you're thinking about, well, you know, or my childhood be the same? Like, well, you know, you're trying to just make sure you get all that joy stuff in there. And, you know, it's I find myself reflecting on that, nearly comparing it. Like, there's a comparison point, not positive or negative, they're just observations.
Well, look, we're talking to A. Smith, Aaron Smith, all about his new album, Hello Goliath, the second album, and it's a brilliant listen. Aaron, we're going to play another song here to finish out. It's called I Can Be Your Telephone. I think it's kind of a little bit of, you know, a kind of a core song in the album. Can you tell us a little bit about it before you play it?
It was one of the earlier songs. It was one of the earlier songs that came that I kind of went, oh yeah, I'm going to keep that, because I had like a lightness and it was kind of, had a bit of kind of brawn to it as well. It's kind of just basically written about, and I kind of feel like the world is trying to break up with itself at the moment. And like, when we say we're listening, are we really listening? I'm trying to put myself into the song going, listen, I don't know how much of a good listener I'll be right now, but just do it, because I think everyone probably needs to be listening to it on some level or other. I'm probably not really getting to the core of the song, but I wanted it to, it's kind of got like heavier themes, but the music, I wanted to keep it really light and really fun. And I think we got there. And it's a brilliant song to play. Well, it's a really fun song to play.
Well, yes, hopefully we'll see you at some upcoming live gigs, hopefully in July. But until then, we've got this brilliant album, Hello Goliath, to listen to. And we're going to listen to a track now. Thank you so much for chatting to us, Aaron.
Thank you very much, Kieran. Thank you.
Pleasure to have you. And let's play it. This is A. Smith from the album Hello Goliath. And this is I Can Be Your Telephone on Radio Nova.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness. The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.